You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Changing diapers is a job new parents often dread, but did you know that parents can monitor a baby's health by paying attention to their diapers? That is why Richard Weston founded a new app called Diaper Hero through his company Lactimed. Diaper Hero is the first app to help parents track their baby's milk intake and health through diaper changes. The app even comes with a social media component that helps parents interact with each other so they can have a built-in support network. Here today to tell us more about this new app is the founder of Diaper Hero, Richard Weston. Richard, good morning and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Well, you're more than welcome and looking forward to hearing all about this. So for starters, describe the Diaper Hero app and how you came up with this concept.
Well, the Diaper Hero app is a new app that integrates several different components to it. Our main thought in creating this is that changing diapers is one of the biggest dreads of new parents. You know, when you speak to new parents and, you know, what they're dreading, probably aside from the birth, is, boy, we're going to have to change all these dirty diapers, and it's something they really do not look forward to. So we came out with this app, a way to make it more fun and more inclusive for the whole family. So we're integrating a number of different components in it, and you know, it's a brand new way of looking at changing diapers and seems to be very well accepted so far.
Now, if you would just kind of get into how the app actually works.
Oh, okay, great. So we have a common login with the app, and the app can interface with a device, our Diaper Hero scale. And so we're able to actually weigh diapers, and this gives us something that moms and dads can actually track via graphs that we have. So they log in, they weigh the diaper, and that gives us tracking mechanisms for them. And then they earn badges. So this is part of our fun aspect. So at 1 pound, 5 pound, 10 pounds, 25 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, depending on how long they use the apps, they'll get a badge. And that can be posted to social media saying, boom, congratulations, you've hit your 1 pound limit. And we also do that with number of diaper changes. So that would be at 25, 50, 100 diaper changes that will pop up. And again, they can look at that at social media. And then, let's say when they're going to their pediatrician's office, we record how many diaper changes they have. And right now, that's the fundamental way that you can track a mom who's breastfeeding, how much they're taking in. There's different metrics or measurements that the doctor uses for, 4 to 6 diapers a day you should be changing, how many pee and poo diapers. So this just automatically records what the mom's memory or the dad's memory may be a little deficient in. So it gives us, a tracking mechanism. Also gives us some graphical information and also allows for some posting on social media as well. So we have a scale device, and the app can also be used without the scale just to record diaper changes as well. So that's sort of the basics of how it works.
Richard, why is it so important to monitor the health of the baby through diaper changes?
Well, this is there's been a real fundamental change in the last couple of decades. Previously, moms were bottle feeding. So when you'd go to the pediatrician and they'd say, geez, how much formula is the baby taking, taking 10 ounces or 20 ounces, and then they'd have a scientific formula that you can compute how much the baby is taking. As moms were more breastfeeding, you didn't have that scientific basis to go on. So it's like, well, how often did you feed? How much did the baby take? But, you know, there is no way to really determine how much the baby is taking unless you're using a very expensive scale and weighing the baby before and after. So now the doctor uses a very common, you know, how many diapers did they have? What was consistent in the diapers as well, and that gives them a way to determine what's going in. We're also, I forgot to mention one component, we also have a photo application as well. So as while you're recording the weight of the diaper, you can also take a photo of it, and this will give a, the photos are organized by day and week. So if the doctor says, well, what do the diapers look like? And that can be another metric of health. And this just records something you could do on your own, but organizes it a little bit in a more scientific fashion. So that's a little bit of some of the health aspects behind the app.
Talk to us, if you would, about the social component of the app and why that was created. And are there any other additional features as well with the app?
Well, I think, you know, the social component was one of the stronger ones because, again, this is something moms and dads don't talk a lot about. And we just thought, well, we'll just really highlight this and try to make it a more normal or normalized experience for the parents. So we have a contest that we're doing, which is one social component. So we're offering a prize of $25 for the best diaper of the day. People can post their diapers on our Diaper Hero website. And we picked the best one on a variety of different criteria, and that just helps show parents, you know, what some of these diapers should look like. We also have the component of setting up a competition between moms, dads, grandparents, friends, relatives, et cetera, on who's changing the most diapers. Typically, this falls to the mom to do this. So we're going to be tracking, and this will give us some data for comparison on how much moms and dads and relatives are doing. They use a common login for the app, and then they select their avatar, and that allows them to say the mom's doing 50% of the diapers and the dad's 25% and the grandpa's 25%. You can post those avatars to the website, either rewarding someone or saying, here's dad at, you know, 0.01% of changing diapers. So that's a strong social media component, as well as putting the badges out there as well. And we think that that will, you know, reward parents and also get the dad a little bit more involved in the diaper changes, because we have the graphs, which are more scientific. We have the other social media components, so the dad can say, hey, there, I'm contributing at 20%. And we think that, that's a very strong social component to it.
Quite clever on your part. Today we're joined by Richard Weston, founder of Lactamed, creators of the new app Diaper Hero, the first app to help parents track their baby's milk intake and health through their diaper changes, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Richard, what is your advice, shifting gears a little here, what is your advice to entrepreneurs who are looking to launch a new app, and are there any key takeaways that you could provide?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of app development, this was our first one. So, you know, it probably was a little more challenging not knowing all the aspects. There are a lot of apps out there now, so, you know, you have to realize, you know, it's going to take a while to burn through all the clutter and have people realize that your app is out there and what its benefits are. In terms of developing the app, we saw both very positive things and also challenges. So I think the positive things were how easy the initial development was in working with our development company. And that was, you know, we had an idea. We wrote that down. We put together, you know, several what we would consider, you know, manually written screenshots. They were easily able to take that and put that into a program that would show us, gosh, this would really work well. So that went along. That was went along very quickly, and you know, we're very pleased with that. And then I guess you can say the devil's in the details, because once we got those initial screens done, then we went to the programming aspect, and that's where the more challenges were in terms of getting, you know, how we're going to get those graphs and how they're going to look like and what type we wanted. We also had challenges because we have a device. We have a Bluetooth scale that we're using, a very precision one. That required a lot of programming between the device and the app. And that was a real challenge for us because we had to get our hardware people involved along with the programmers to make sure that the data was coming through well. Then we also had other challenges. Our app is in 10 languages. We had to get the translations done, and every time you make a change in the app and a wording, then we had to go back to the translators. So there are a lot of challenges in developing, but I think the takeaway is, one, it's relatively easy to set up that initial app, but you're going to have to put some time in. And, of course, our developers were in India for the app, so there was a lot of late nights and early mornings in communicating to our app development team. But I'd strongly encourage people to jump in. Start with something probably relatively simple. Ours is a very complex app with photos, with databases, and with the graphing tracking software. So may not want to start with something that sophisticated, but it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of benefit to society and to the developer and entrepreneurs in coming up with apps. So I'd strongly encourage them to get into this app development area.
Richard, has there been any learning lessons for you along the way, or things you would have done differently in starting Diaper Hero?
Well, I think the learning lessons, if you're dealing with devices, is you need to get your engineers from your device team that had developed the Bluetooth module in touch with the developers early. I think that's sort of a key takeaway. And then in the early stages of developing, because we were doing data and databases and trying to present that information in a usable format to make sure you get some user input early on, it's a little more difficult to change some of the aspects later on to that area. And then maybe get used to having, like new parents, getting a little less sleep as you're working with your development team when you're launching, because there's a lot of work there in the last stages to really get it launched and making it look good. So I think that would be my challenges that we saw as we were developing the app.
And thanks for sharing those. We appreciate that. Now, I understand that you currently have a contest going on. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a very exciting contest, and it's available to all baby diapers. And we have a website, diaperhero.com, that moms or dads or grandparents or virtually anyone can post their baby's diaper on. And daily we look at that, all the diapers, and we have a variety of different criteria that we use to judge what's the best diaper, with creativity and visualization and visual odor and variety of different aspects. And we pick that diaper of the day, and that person gets a $25 gift card from Amazon.com, as well as a badge that they can post on social media that they have the diaper of the day. And that's available worldwide to any mom, dad, parent, grandparent who can post that on our website. Very easy to post, and have that ability to win a $25 gift card. So that's very exciting, and we're seeing a lot of interest in that.
Excellent. Exciting stuff. Now, what are the current platforms Diaper Hero is available on, and how much does Diaper Hero cost to download?
Okay, well, we're on the iOS, Apple, iTunes store, and we're on the Google Play store currently. We're looking at, you know, some other platforms, maybe Apple Watch and a couple others down the line. And this is a completely free app. So the basic components of it are free. There are a subscription model if they want to get more involved with some additional graphs and things of that nature in an ad-free type area. But we made it free for the basic components, and we feel it's going to be a great addition for moms and dads and parents and anyone who's raising a young baby. So we decided to make that a free download.
It's DiaperHero.com. Richard, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today. Continued success, and thanks for joining us here this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Richard Weston, founder of Lactomed, creators of the new app Diaper Hero, the first app to help parents track their baby's milk intake and health through diaper changes. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, simply visit DiaperHero.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.